going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
As the Rockets even up this series one game apiece, and it's heading back to the Bay for game 3 on Saturday. And again, all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, that one is just a gut punch for the Warriors on like 5 levels. You look, no one wants to hear it this morning, but you did get the split, right? Hey. I know Jimmy's out. I know Jimmy's SC. I get where you're coming from. But had I reversed the outcome, okay, and they would have won last night's game, even with Jimmy being, you know, up in the air in terms of availability, how good would we all be feeling?
I mean, we'd be feeling pretty good about our chances winning. We would. All right. I would still say that I still feel, again, good might be strong, but I still feel pretty confident the Warriors, even without Jimmy Butler, which maybe some people don't agree with, at 888-957-9570, same number to call or text, the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. I still feel, without Jimmy even, that they can win this series. Now, am I as confident? No, but I know I still have the best player in this series, and that means something with Stephen Curry. I know Draymond Green can get better. I know the role players will be better at home because that's just going to be baked into the equation. Role players historically in the playoffs play better at home, and the next two games are at home. That being said, I don't like that I have a now confident Jalen Green shooting the ball. I don't like that I have a Tari Eason now more confident shooting the ball. Dylan Brooks, 6-12 overall yesterday. Amen Thompson, 4-7. A lot of those were dunks, obviously. And Alperen Şengün, who really didn't have his greatest game efficiency-wise.
I thought he was
great.
Really
defensive and offensive rebounding yesterday, 16 in total for him.
And ball movement.
Yes.
And I thought screening. He was... If you watch the game back, anyone who does and is sick like me, I've watched it back multiple times. When you watch the game back, I thought
are a glutton for punishment when it comes to that stuff.
I know.
But it's baked into the job as well. You miss some things,
but
especially
in
basketball.
Love, like a part of me loves rewatching the nuances because I saw some things the second and third time when Şengün set a really good down screen, made a really good skip pass, subtly moved out of a space so someone else could occupy it. I thought he was excellent in this game beyond the numbers. I thought Dylan Brooks was excellent in this game, but stopping Jalen Green is the number one problem. And I did see a flash of something that I think can help them moving forward, whether Jimmy comes back or not. I thought JK played Jalen Green a little better in the second half than anyone wants to give him credit for. Mm. He had a sick little block on him. He moves his feet laterally going downhill better than I think GP2 right now. I think we've kind of overrated GP2's on-ball defense against Jalen Green. And JK has familiarity practicing and playing with Jalen Green because they were on that G League Unite team.
See, it's interesting. The Jonathan Kuminga minutes and his performance, you know, 26 minutes off the bench, his name was called clearly when Jimmy Butler was going to be out the rest of that game. He came in for some spurts, didn't come in to start that second half, but obviously played and had 11 minutes. Check that, 11 points, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc, 4 of 12. He started getting going there late. But I think if I were to pull a lot of Warriors fans last night, or maybe it's more national than anything, And again, what do I care about national people? But it's just the perspective of where people are at with Jonathan Kuminga. And it's kind of these preconceived notions. Either you like the guy or you don't at this point. And I felt like yesterday there was a lot of people coming at him saying, well, you had your opportunity, JK. You kind of squandered it. I don't know. You know, that was the opportunity to, you know, get the Warriors back into that game, which I was like, really? We're going at the guy that had three straight DMPs? All right, JK, it's your turn. Like, that's not how it works with this stuff. That's not how it works when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. I get it. He was your third leading scorer prior to the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. But since Jimmy Butler, he's been anything but that. He's been an other player. He's just that guy and Jonathan Kuminga. So I thought that was a little bit unfair from a lot of people nationally, kind of just saying, yeah, Jonathan Kuminga is just not that guy. That wasn't the game for me. He will have moments, though. I mean, if Jimmy Butler's going to miss game three, he's definitely going to have to be a part of this game plan. That much I do know.
I don't love using plus minus as the end all be all. I don't, especially on a small sample size of a one game. But of the guys who played the chunk of the game, he had the second best plus minus. The same as Steph Curry.
If not counting like garbage time, because Kevin Knox was like a
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The guys who played the chunk of the game, the real game, not the blowout minutes at the end.
Okay.
All right. So look, man, I mean, JK did some good things. He did some awful things. He did some okay things. I think it was a mixed bag. But I also think that this goes to, you know, we talk a lot about confidence. I think this was a guy who has sat on the bench for 2 weeks, hearing everyone poke holes in everything he does well. And I can relate to, hey, here's your chance. Don't mess it up. Right. Don't do anything wrong. So make sure you make all the passes to Steph and all the off screens and all this. It's like, dude, the guy needs to play with freedom. This guy, more so than any others. And if you've watched JK's career, which I have with a fine tooth comb, JK has always been a player who plays better with more runway. He has always been a player who plays better in longer stretches and more runway. He's not a guy who's like, hey, let's see if Kuminga's got it tonight. Mm. Give him 3 minutes and we'll go from there. That's never been his game. Now, to be fair here, he did have an opportunity. And had he shown a little more, people would feel a lot more optimistic. But I did see some positive things from him. Got into the lane, got a transition layup, did a high pick and roll with Steph Curry, hit a nice three, almost hit a couple more. I thought his floor game was better than people are giving credit to. I thought the team played tentative. I thought the team played indecisive. Moses Moody had some things that I really liked in this game. I thought he was decisive, one of the few guys that wanted to take a shot. Pat Spencer felt like it was a revelation. And when Pods didn't have it going, I, for the life of me, do not understand why Steve Kerr went back to Pods in the third quarter. Well, it made zero sense.
Battling food poisoning, too. He had to get an IV.
It made zero sense to me. I thought that Steve was, that was foolish. But you know what? Hey, you make some mistakes, you live with them, right? And Quinn Post starting the second half, there was something there. He hit some threes. There's something there. You need to lean in that a little more. So as bad as this game was and as poor as the Warriors played, I do believe that maybe they found some things in this that can help them in games 3, 4, and 5.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on all those platforms all day long. It's being brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We want to go to the phones, 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text.
They were, before Jimmy got hurt, score was 24-16 before he came out of the game, checked out of the game. So they were -8, as in the Warriors, okay? Yes. Steph had 3 turnovers. Draymond had 2 turnovers. It wasn't like those guys were playing great.
No.
So if you want to point the finger at role players and bench players, whether it's Looney, Gee, GP2, whatever, your top dogs didn't play great.
And that yesterday,
I think
again,
Steph would admit that.
Yes, and again, and I agree with you. And yesterday was a sobering reminder of the fact that without Jimmy Butler, that's the team that we watched up until and up and through January of this year. Kind of a mediocre team that does some good things, that does some bad things, and they're kind of a .500 team without him. And that's what they were yesterday. They looked like a .500 team. In 5 of the last 6 matchups against the Houston Rockets, playoffs included, the Warriors have now failed to score over 100 points or even get to the 100-point mark.
Joe,
94 yesterday. That defense is smothering, and they need to find some answers, and they need to find some answers soon because they may be without Jimmy Butler going forward. And Stephen Curry, God love the guy, he can't do it all by himself. You know why? Because Ime Udoka is going to force anyone else on the Golden State Warriors to beat him now. Anyone else, and that's what he did yesterday.
We've done this thing where we've boxed ourselves in on some of these players. Like, oh, well, you know, Kerr's got his trusted guys, Looney and GP2 and Buddy. I don't know why Buddy became one of the trusted guys. And it's like, guys, we need to get some offense on the floor. Like, I get you want to play defense. You got to get some buckets, too. JK can get you a couple buckets. Quinn Post can get you some buckets. Moses Moody needs to play more. He can get you some buckets. Look, they missed pods yesterday. Like, there's no other way around it. Like, they did. They missed the normal pods production.
They missed a healthy brand of
production. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, did Pat Spencer do some really good things? Yeah, he did. He did. But then they went back to pods, and he wasn't himself. I'm not mad at him, but I am a little frustrated that the coach didn't identify that in the first half and realize, like, dude, you don't have it tonight. It's okay. You don't have it tonight.
Well, Stan Van Gundy brought that up on the TNT broadcast. It was Brian Anderson and Stan Van Gundy on the call, and he was like, yeah, I'm a little surprised they're going back to Brandon Pajemski, considering he missed that chunk of time and he's battling food poisoning, getting the IVs. I don't understand that one. And I agree with Stan there. I was like, Pat Spencer's playing well. Just feed the hot hand. But this, again, you might not go back to Pat Spencer at all the rest of the series outside of garbage time. See what you got with the guy. He's playing well. He was, again, -2. I think he was probably the second highest in the plus minus of all the big
chunks. He played a good game.
He did. He played a good game. Finishing around the rim,
yes,
too.
And he was not fearless.
Yes.
Or was very fearless.
Yes.
The thing is, too, I think we've done this thing like, you know, the trusted guys. Guys, we need people who are fearless and are aggressive. Moses Moody in the first quarter was aggressive. Ooh, and
that
fearless.
Screen he sent, I'm still feeling it on Amen Thompson.
I want him to feel more empowerment. Not this, you're not one of the trusted guys thing. No. We're going to need everyone. We need people to play without restrictions and without fear. And if Jimmy's out, you're going to need those guys even more.
I want to hear from the people. I want to hear from Draymond Green after the game. On not being able to get over the hump tonight. Here's Draymond Green on the Warriors' loss.
I just don't think we were able to get over the hump. We kind of hung around, but we just couldn't make that push to get over, you know, what was it, 9 points, 11 points, cut it to 9 again, cut it to 11, and just couldn't get over the hump. So watch the film, figure it out, be better on Saturday.
Hey, what they're going to find in the film, and what the Warriors tried to do in the first quarter was attack Fred VanVleet. They tried to get multiple switches to have Jimmy Butler attack Fred VanVleet. I like that strategy.
Fred VanVleet's best play yesterday was getting into a Draymond and just going back and forth, and them just kind of shouldering each other and just, you know, trying to get under each other's skin. Timeout happened. Benches cleared. Tar Eason threw the towel. He got a tech. It hit Pat Spencer in the face. He's trying to throw it at Draymond. I thought Steve Kerr did a good job just calming the waters. The last thing we need is a potential Jimmy Butler and Draymond Greenless game 3. So get him out of there, but pull him out, leave him on the bench. It's all right.
But when Draymond watches the film, he'll see what I saw. I know he will because he's very, very smart. He'll see way more than what I saw. I'll actually start there. Shoot the ball. Square up to the hoop. Yeah. Like Dre has gotten back now to where he was 2 or 3 months ago where he's not looking at the hoop. He needs to square up to the hoop. Now, the third quarter was good. He hit a couple of corner threes. I need that from him. He has got to be a threat offensively. He cannot be doing these predictable, pick the ball up, don't, you know, lose your dribble and try to force a pass to Steph Curry or to Buddy Hield. He has got to be more assertive. He has some of the mismatches. He needs to exploit them.